Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Jay-Z keeps making money, man. He partners with a marijuana company as base strategist to provide jobs for former inmates. Jay-Z added another business venture to his growing invested portfolio. The rapper says he's accepting positions as chief brand strategist for a California marijuana production company, Caliva is what it's going to be called. Yeah.
What's it called?
Caliva.
All right.
It's actually positive, but like, can you picture our grandparents right now? They're like, what is this world coming to?
I don't know. That's pretty. Wow. Like genius.
Like marijuana.
All the time.
Like we selling that?
If Olympic medals were handed out for life-saving, Italy's Filippo Magnini would win the gold.
Filippo.
Filippo. A tourist visiting a beach on the Italian island of Sardinia got into a little bit of trouble when he tried to retrieve inflatable swan that had been taken out to sea. The guy had difficulty swimming back to shore, and his friend started yelling for help. Luckily for him, Olympic swimmer Filippo Magnini was on the beach and he sprung into action. While lifeguards were still trying to get their boat in the water, he'd already gotten out to the guy and started bringing him back. That's what you get being an Olympic swimmer.
Filippo, you're nice.
Filippo was good.
Bye, Filippo.
Once he reached him, he was able to get the man's head above water until lifeguards arrived. He then assisted in bringing the guy back to the beach. He was taken to the hospital for treatment, but Filippo got there before the lifeguards even got in the boats. Dude was fast.
Nice. That's good job.
Awesome. Yeah, man.
And while speaking with fans about pulling out of her concert at Saudi Arabia after receiving backlash, Nicki Minaj shared a story about harsh treatment she received following a concert in Jamaica. She wrote on Tuesday, "I performed in Jamaica before, and when I got off the stage, I was surrounded by police with guns drawn. They were ready to take me to jail because they said I forgot to bleep a couple curses. I can make one mistake and go to jail in a different country where women have no rights." That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that
Jamaica
is crazy.
Is different with things you can say on stage and everything. It's not because she was a lady. Guys can't swear on stage in Jamaica at concerts.
But the stuff that happens on stage in Jamaica,
trust me,
they be
that's
flipping
a,
girls.
That's a, yeah, trust that's like, the craziest that's a, thing. Like the things that they do dancing wise.
Trust me, Jamaica is strict. They're strict.
It ain't like
things.
Saudi Arabia though, so with women. So that's, I'm glad that she backed out of that Saudi Arabia concert.
So all those videos of people like doing backflips on girls and dropping girls, is that in Jamaica or is that in other places?
That's in Jamaica. That's dancing.
Yeah. Very interesting.
On stage, what you say on stage in Jamaica?
Wow. That is crazy. And that is the Ish You Missed.